Good evening, I'm Stefan Ulup, and here's what happened in news today. Two schools were locked down today after reported gunshots in the Young and Eglinton area. At around 1 p.m., two officers making a routine traffic stop heard what they thought were gunshots and immediately locked down the area, including Vaughan Road Academy and Arlington Public School. The schools were locked down in order to preserve evidence. Police officers did not want students interfering with the crime scene. Three men were detained as police recovered two shell casings a block away from Vaughan Academy. There were no victims, and no firearm was recovered. After much consideration, City Councilor and TTC Chair Adam Giambroni reported on his Facebook page today that he will not run again in his Davenport ward. Giambroni's executive assistant, Kevin Ballou, will be running instead. Giambroni will, however, stay on to complete his term as City Councilor and TTC Chair. The resignation comes after Giambroni dropped out of the mayoral race February after admitting to having multiple affairs. The trial of the last three members of the alleged Toronto 18 terrorist group got underway yesterday in a Brampton courtroom. The accused are known as Fahim Ahmed, Stephen Chand, and Asad Ansari. All three men are from the GTA and have been charged with knowingly participating in a terrorist group for the purpose of carrying out a terrorist activity. The Crown claims that Fahim Ahmed was the ringleader of the group. Prosecutors say the group's objective was to cripple Canada's infrastructure by targeting the Parliament buildings and nuclear stations. The men have been awaiting trial since their arrest on June 2, 2006. All three suspects pleaded not guilty. The City of Toronto has proposed a plan to install more bike lanes on a major road across the city, including University Avenue. Currently, University Avenue has four lanes of traffic, two moving in both directions. Under the new expansion, the lanes would be reduced to three driving lanes and one bike lane in the center of the road. City officials say they want to move the bike lane to the center in order to use the curb lanes for parking, taxis, and vendors. The city also claims that the impact on the motor traffic will be manageable. Other major bicycle lane recommendations include Lansdowne Avenue from Bloor Street West to DuPont Street, Rathburn Road from Mimico Creek to Kipling Avenue, and Bay Street from Queens Quay to Front Street West and from Dundas Street West to College Street. At Centennial College in East York, students have the opportunity to learn from industry professionals. But it's rare for students to learn from famous individuals in the industry. As Aaron Louis reports, students who attended the guest speech last month had a refreshing learning experience.
At Centennial College in East York, students have the opportunity to learn from industry professionals. But it's rare for students to learn from famous individuals in the industry. As Aaron Louis reports, students who attended the guest speech last month had a refreshing learning experience. The Toronto Raptors broadcast team of Matt Devlin and Jack Armstrong paid a visit to Centennial College's Center for Creative Communications late last month. Dan Heyman, a journalism student here at Centennial, said it was a new learning experience.
It's in a really a refreshing way because it's hands-on, directly submitted to you.
In their lively discussion, Devlin and Armstrong had several words of wisdom for students, one of which is always to maintain the drive to succeed.
You gotta hustle. Everyone I knew that was a play-by-play guy or a color guy or an executive in the business, I talked to them and said, hey, you know, give me some advice. I want to be good at this.
On the other hand, Devlin called it something different.
I call it being patiently persistent. You know, and you look at those two words and say, how can you be persistent, how can you be patient? Well, you know, the reality of it is that from a patient standpoint, you don't know when your break's going to happen. But you got to be persistent. You got to keep going after it.
From their stories of struggling in the early days of broadcasting, students get the sense that Devlin and Armstrong both have something in common. They love what they do. And perhaps this is one of the important lessons students can take from the pair.
Find something you really want to do. And when you get there, appreciate it. You'll know it. You know, it's the old line, your heart knows before your brain. But at some point in time, you're going to know in your gut, this feels right.
I'm Aaron Louis with Observer Radio News, Toronto.
In international news, world leaders met in Washington, D.C. earlier today for a nuclear weapons security summit. The summit's main purpose is the prevention of nuclear terrorism. President Obama warned the 47 nation leaders and other representatives that if nuclear materials fell into the wrong hands of a terrorist cell such as Al-Qaeda, it would be a catastrophe for the world. The summit comes off the heels of an American-led campaign urging the United Nations to intensify pressure on Iran's defiant nuclear program. In related news, Al-Qaeda struck again in the Philippines, killing 12 people in a coordinated bomb attack, disguising themselves as police officers and military personnel. That's the news. Have a good evening.